Let us pray. Precious loving God, give us ears to hear and hearts to receive the message that you have prepared for us on today. God, I pray that you speak to me, for me, and through me, so that the words heard are your words for your people. May the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, for you indeed are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. It is so good to be back. It's been a while since I've been before you. So today, the passage that we are dealing with is the continuation of the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus is instructing the people about how to be in fellowship with one another. And it's a rich passage full of many instructions. We are given instructions on how to pray. We're given instructions on how to fast. We're given instructions about where we should focus our energy in terms of our treasures. And then we're told not to worry. The five last verses that we read were, "So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today." Let me read that again. "So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. And today's trouble is enough for today." That passage is one that offers an invitation for both and. You see, we're human beings. And our natural tendency is to want to think about all the things that we have to do. Sometimes, even in church, we're going through our to-do list of all the things we have to do when we get done. Because we are the beings that are always planning and thinking and preparing. And there's some wisdom in that. If we don't think about tomorrow in terms of making sure that we have enough food in the house and making sure that the bills are paid, we will wake up one day and there'll be darkness unplanned. But what Jesus is inviting us to here is to not be consumed by our future, so much so that we forget to live in the present. Do not be so consumed by our future that we forget to live in our present. Because the truth is, we can't do a lot about yesterday because it's gone and we can't undo it. And tomorrow really never comes because there's always a tomorrow. The only thing that we can really do is be present today. So do not worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will bring worries of its own, and today's trouble is enough for today. I think many of us can appreciate that statement about today's trouble is enough for today. If you have someone that is sick or a loved one and you're concerned about their well-being, that's enough to manage today. If you have little children that are roaming your house, and whether it is that they're young and you need to be constantly changing their diaper, or they're walking and getting into all the cupboards, keeping track of them is enough for today. And yet, Jesus' invitation is also more than that. His instructions is for a way of being. You see, Jesus died on the cross as a gift of love for us so that we can have both a full life now and a fuller life in eternity. So often we hear one of that song, "Someday," when we all get to heaven, right? Someday. And we get so focused on the someday that we forget about the living today. About those who are in need today, about who needs care today. In my trip to the Philippines, I was reminded of the importance of today. We had the opportunity to visit with people whose livelihood was fishing. They're known as the Fisher Folks. That's the name of their community. And we were watching and being told about how the ocean has changed over time and their ability to go and gather enough fish to feed their families and to have enough left over to be able to generate some income for their future needs was limited and in fact was being attacked. Developers who saw the beauty of the land was trying to reclaim the land. The very name alone is an oxymoron. How can you reclaim something that was not yours? And yet their goal was to be able to build out the land, the shore, so that they could put up houses and condominiums and hotels and all of that for the ones who wanted to come and retire and live in a luxurious manner. Meanwhile, the people for whom it was their home, and this is the way of survival, were not being cared for or thought about. They were living in the both and of how to survive today and how to prepare for tomorrow. What I learned from them is this. They recognized that the source of their strength, their source of their power was not man, but God. And so they gathered together and they began to advocate for their land. And they were advocating with the understanding that that was their call that God had given them. And I believe this is what Jesus is saying in this passage to those he was speaking to and to us. It's not that we can't plan for tomorrow. It's that when we begin to think that we are the ones that are able to do it and take our attention away from our true provider, God. It's why he said to the people and to us, here's how you stay connected to the true source, through prayer. And you pray giving thanks for where your daily bread comes from. And that daily bread is not just what you need for your household, also what you need for other households. Who are not eating? Who should we be paying attention that does not have daily bread? He taught the practice of fasting, not as a way of saying, oh, look at me, how great I am. Rather, it's a spiritual practice for us to stay connected to the Father by allowing ourselves time and space to be in community with God. The season of Lent is coming up, and I know that Pastor Alex is planning to lead us on a study on fasting. And so often when we think of fasting, we think about not eating, and for some that is possible. Fasting is also the giving up of something. And I would encourage us not to pick it back up. Rather, pick a practice of something that you want to change and spend 40 days in conversation with God so that change could occur. Or maybe fasting is to start something that we have wanted to do and haven't been intentional about it. Because we're told that after 30 days of doing something, it actually becomes a habit. Jesus goes on to remind the people and to remind us. And I'm sure we've heard this one before. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Whatever it is that we place as important is where our energy will be. And God, through Jesus, is saying that that energy should be placed on God, our true source. And then the passage, do not worry about tomorrow. In our culture, we are taught so much to be thinking about planning for tomorrow. And we miss the opportunities to be in fellowship with each other right now. As I get older, I'm getting a new appreciation for what it means to be present now. As I begin to see more and more loved ones and friends not having a tomorrow, I realize the value of not putting off making that phone call, putting off having that visit. You see, because we don't know if that person is going to be around long enough for us to call them tomorrow. The invitation is to be present now. And in being present now, we live as if this is our last moment, but we live it with the assurance that Christ is with us. And so we are called to care and to love for others and to speak up when we see injustices in those spaces. Siblings in Christ, we live in the both and, the promise of someday having the fullness of being with Christ and all that comes along with that, and the kingdom here on earth right now that we get to be a part of by being instruments of God. So it is my pleasure and delight to be back. And I pray that together we will be present now in whatever we're being called for, knowing that Jesus is already here and is with us. Amen.